وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَن يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا قَالُوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
Allah tells His Prophet and humankind that He said to the angels that He would put humans on earth, who will give birth to other humans, to inhabit it, according to His laws. The angels asked their Lord, trying to understand what the wisdom behind making the children of Adam guardians of the earth was, when they would ruin things in it and kill in it, while the angels always do as He tells them and recognize His greatness, praising Him and honoring His power and perfection. Allah replied to their question, saying that He knew the deep wisdom behind His creation of them and behind making them guardians, and the angels did not.
وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن
To reveal the position of Adam, Allah taught him the names of everything, living things, and objects, their pronunciation and meanings. Then he put them before the angels, instructing them to tell him the names if they were telling the truth, when they said that they were a nobler and better creation than Adam.
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
Recognizing their shortcomings and that everything comes from Allah, they said that they acknowledged that His judgment and sacred law could not be doubted, and that they had no knowledge except for the knowledge He had given them, accepting that He is the knowing, from whom nothing is hidden, and the wise in His decrees and laws.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
Then Allah told Adam to tell them the names when Adam told the angels the names of things, as he had been taught. Allah reminded the angels that He had told them that He knew everything hidden in the heavens and the earth, and what they made public, and what they said inside of themselves.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Allah reveals that He told the angels to prostrate to Adam out of recognition and respect. So they prostrated to him, eager to do as he told them, except for Iblis, or Satan, who was originally from the jinn. Due to the excellence of his worship, Allah had entered Iblis into the company of the angels, but he then returned to his lowly nature, refusing to prostrate as Allah told him to, and becoming proud towards Adam, leading to him becoming a disbeliever.
وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Allah told Adam to live with his wife, Eve, in the garden, with nothing to ruin their bliss. They were instructed to consume the delightful food from anywhere in the garden, but also to avoid going near a particular tree which they were forbidden to eat from. If they ate from the prohibited tree, they would become wrongdoers for disobeying him.
فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين.
Satan did not stop whispering to them, trying to trick them, until he made them slip and fall by eating from the tree which Allah had told them not to. For this, Allah sent them out of the garden, telling them and Satan to go down to the earth, some of them enemies to others, where they would stay and live, enjoying the good things there until their lifespan and until the final hour arrived.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
Adam received the words given to him by Allah and was inspired to ask for forgiveness with them. These words of forgiveness are mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf. They said, "Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will certainly be of the losers." Allah accepted Adam's turning to him and forgave him, for he is always forgiving and merciful towards his creation. Beneficial points. Even if we cannot identify Allah's wisdom behind some of His creation or His sacred law, we must still trust that there is a divine wisdom which we do not know. The Quran gives a high status to knowledge, making it a measure of people's value. Pride is the root of disobedience and the base of every difficulty sent down upon creation. It was the first sin, causing rebellion against Allah.
قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ
Allah told them to go down together from the garden to the earth and said that when He sends guidance through the prophets, those who follow it and have faith in His prophets will have nothing to fear in the world to come and will not feel sorrow about what passed them by on earth.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
As for those who disbelieve and deny his signs, they are the people of the fire of hell, who will live there eternally.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
O children of the prophet Jacob, remember the many blessings he gave you, and be thankful for them. Fulfill your contract to him, have him faith in him, his prophets and his sacred laws. If you fulfill your contract, he will fulfill his contract to you, as well as his promises to you of a good life on earth, and a beautiful reward on the day of judgment. Fear him alone and do not break his contract.
وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون.
Also, have faith in the Quran which Allah revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, confirming what came in the Torah before its corruption, concerning the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And do not be the first group to disbelieve. Do not exchange his signs, the verses which he has revealed, for the small price of position or leadership, and avoid his displeasure and punishment.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون.
Do not hide the truth, which he revealed to his prophets, with lies and falsehood, and do not hide the truth of the description of Muhammad, which came in his scripture, when you know what the truth is and are convinced of it.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ.
Establish the prayer properly, with its obligatory and recommended parts. Give zakat from your wealth, which Allah has put in your hands, and be humble to Allah with those who are humble of Muhammad's nation, peace be upon him.
أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون.
What is more immoral than telling others to have faith and do good when you, upon reading the Torah, turn away from it and forget it yourselves, while knowing that it orders you to follow Allah's religion and have faith in his prophets? Have you then no sense?
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
Ask for help in sacred and worldly affairs with patience and prayer, which bring you close to Allah and allow you to reach Him, so that He will help you, protect you, and take away your difficulties. Prayer is a hardship, except for those who are humble to their Lord.
الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
The humble are convinced that they will meet their Lord on the day of judgment, that they are returning to Him and will be held accountable for their actions.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
O Israelites, remember the sacred and worldly blessings which I gave to you, and that I favored you over all those of your time, in terms of prophethood and power.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
Protect yourselves against the day of judgment by following Allah's instructions and staying away from what He has prohibited. On that day, no soul will be able to help another in any way, and no pleading on their behalf will be accepted to benefit them or protect them from harm, except with Allah's permission, and no ransom will be taken. Even if it were to be the earth filled with gold, they will have no helpers on that day. Without appeal, ransom or helper, to where will they turn? Beneficial points. One of the most disgraceful things is to tell people to do good while not doing it yourself. Patience and prayer are two of the most helpful actions for easing the servant's affairs. On the day of judgment, appeals and ransoms will not remove the punishment from anyone. Only their good actions will benefit them.